Shar, that's good news for Montreal, and hopefully it spreads across the country soon. But the Oilers, Cassian, Cuckoo, look to be in tomorrow. There's only the four lines on the ice. Dave Tippett did confirm that Cassian's going to be in with McLeod and Neil. What do you make of that line, and what's your expectations of Cassian and Cuckoo, who have, you know, Cassian's hasn't played since mid-April. Meanwhile, Cuckoo's only played one game since February 20th.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see Cassian. His game should be tailor-made for the playoffs, and he should be able to skate in straight lines and hit hard and just be a guy that brings energy. That's what he's there to do and supposed to do. If he's not going to be producing offense, which he didn't do a great job of this year, then you got to do those simple things. Just, and they're not easy, but they are simple. Skate fast and hit hard. And I would expect that that's what Cassian will try to bring. I mean, that's what they need from him. You know, we're watching all these playoff games happen south of the border. We're seeing how physical the playoffs are. We're seeing how much the intensity level ramps up. So in theory, Cassian will help you with that. Let's see if he does it. He didn't move the dial that way in the Chicago play-in last year. Let's see if he can get it done this year. And for Cuckoo, I mean, he's a bigger body. He takes up more space out there. He's going to be a bigger guy for people to try and skate through and skate around. And I think they liked what they saw in the game that he returned. They like his veteran presence. They like what they saw from him in the play-in last year when he was in Chicago. So I just think they, I think they like the bigger body. Tippett even mentioned his size today.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. I think he's a more consistent, reliable defender at this stage of his career over Caleb Jones. And, you know, we'll see what happens when Russell's healthy, if he possibly draws back in or not. The Chase on Neil split up. You put Cassian with McLeod and Neil, and you put Chase on with Kara and Archibald. And I think kind of two different expectations from those lines, right? Cassian, McLeod, and Neil, I think if you're looking on paper, you're expecting more offense from them, while Kara, Archibald, and Chase on, you know, maybe more defensive zone starts.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, I think you've got a guy that skates fast and hits hard on both lines, right? You got Cassian on one line, you got Archibald on the other. I mean, that's Josh Archibald's bread and butter, is straight lines and hitting. So I think you've got that element on both lines, which I think is good. But yeah, for McLeod, it's going to be continue to be good in the face-off circle, continue to be responsible, try and chip in a little bit physically, although Tippett was asked today if he wanted to see that from McLeod, and he kind of said, no, not really. He just needs to play smart and play to his strengths. But I don't know. I think when you're in the playoffs, you just need to be finishing checks all the time. I just think that's the way the hockey goes. But we'll see what happens there. And then for Neil, it's veteran presence. It's veteran savvy. Having been there, it's calm. It's skate well and skate hard and take advantage of your opportunities. I think... Never mind the salary cap hit in this moment, because right now it doesn't really matter. I think they're glad to have James Neal as an option in their
100%.
Bottom six. Yeah, for sure. And that the fact that he's been around and has experience, and I think was a good play-in performer for them. Yeah, they need positive momentum shifts from their third and fourth line. They need to not be having to go out and grab momentum back after those lines or get dominated or hemmed in. And you know, they just need positive momentum shifts from them. And maybe a little bit of chipping in. By the way, James Neal had quite the sequence. They were running this drill. It was like the last drill of practice before they were stretching. And it was like one defenseman in front and then kind of a couple of forwards, and they were just sort of like this little two-on-one repeat drill in front. And three times in a row, bang. And then bang. And then bang. James Neal one-timers beat Mikko Koskinen. And all of them were up high. And the line was all yelling and hooting and hollering and stuff like that. And he was feeling good as practice ended today, I can tell you that.
Yeah, no, saw that. And you know what? I was watching the last 2 days of practice, and it's funny. Like, it was quicker. There seemed to be less bobbles of pucks, Shogger, like just more focus on everything. And you can see the playoff intensity of this group. And I sense that they learned a lot last year, and that the disappointment of last year won't be completely gone until they win a series this year.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like McDavid said today, I liked a lot of what he said today. I thought he handled his media availability well, didn't shy away from talking about last year. But at the same time, he just said, look, we've learned a lot of good lessons, but it's time to put them to use. Like, what's the use in learning all these lessons if when it's your turn again and you're up to bat, you don't take those lessons and put them to use? You know, it stood out to me that he said they learned how fast a series can turn on you. Well, look at the first period of that Chicago series. Look at that. You have to be on it right from the get-go, or the complexion of a series can change immediately. So, yeah, they've learned some tough lessons, man. They came out of that dazed. And then, they grinded down on it and figured out what they needed to figure out. And I think they'll take those lessons and try to apply them. And one of the questions I have, I don't know how you feel about this, but when they came out in the bubble, it was playing with no fans. And I think different teams reacted in different ways to that. I don't think the Oilers reacted well to that. They were flat. They didn't have their energy level rise to meet the moment. And I'll be really interested to see if, as a group, their energy level, their sense of urgency, their competitiveness, if that rises to the moment.
Well, sometimes you need a tough lesson. And NHL playoffs are littered with teams who, I think, underachieve for what their standards were. You know, Edmonton beating Chicago, most expected it. Had they won a series after that, I have no idea. You know, I'm not sure they were that deep to do it. But Chicago was a team they should have beat, and they didn't play well. And I'm looking forward to see how they respond. The Winnipeg Jets come in. They're a team that has struggled down the stretch, Shogger. They've really struggled since April 1st. They're 8-10-1 in that time. Edmonton's 13-5-1, including three wins over the Winnipeg Jets. Connor McDavid, 22 points on the season in the series against the Jets. They haven't had an answer for the Oilers' top scorer. I don't see any reason why it would suddenly change. What do you think the Jets can do to even contain McDavid to only a point a game?
Yeah, I had a chat with Sarah Orlesky, our Winnipeg reporter, about that today on SportsCenter. We were batting that around, and I think they feel like you're probably never going to be able to shut him down completely, but to try and limit him, and certainly don't gift him anything. Like, make him work for whatever he's going to get in this series, and don't hand him anything. So, you know, be smart when you have the puck and he's out there. Make plays that aren't hopeful plays. And just try and kind of get in his way a little bit, you know. Like, you're going to have to push it to the limit and trying to, just in terms of getting into his space and stopping him and holding him up a little bit. See how the refs are going to call that. See which way that goes. You got to look for every edge you can. You're not going to shut him down, but you can't gift him anything. And if they can limit the big kind of five-star giveaways and the big turnovers when he's on the ice and let that transition go, that would be the formula. I think that's what the formula looks like, but they've known that for 9 games this year. It's not a secret. They have not been able to do it. They have not solved the Rubik's Cube, so I'm not sure. I agree with you. I'm not sure how that suddenly happens in the playoffs. If McDavid is, you know, comes out and plays as well as he's played this year, I don't know that they suddenly find a solution that wasn't available to them before.
Shogger, quickly, who is going to be the unsung hero, the unexpected hero for the Oilers in round one?
Oh, the unexpected hero in round one. Let me think about that for just a second. I mean, I'm not going to pick any of the main headliners, so I don't know. Because it's been a great story all year long, why don't we just go with Puljujärvi? Why don't we say that he hits the back of the net a few times and plays really, really well, and we're talking about how he's totally risen to the playoff moment and didn't skip a beat, and good for him. I don't know. You put me on the spot, I'll throw that out there.
Good answer, Nilsson. Good answer. I appreciate it.
Well, and, come on now. You think it's that outlandish? Who did you pick?
Well, I don't think, like, Puljujärvi's your third leading forward in goals, so I'm not sure unexpected. To me, an unexpected hero would be a guy like Kasten or Archibald, but my unexpected hero, actually, that I'm picking is, I actually think James Neal is going to have a big series for the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah, and I was kind of thinking I would say that too, but I don't know. Whatever. I mean, he'll have lots of opportunity to. Any offense they get from him immediately will make him a hero in this series. Right, any offense, 1 goal, 2 goal, 3 goals. If they get some secondary scoring and James Neal's on the other end of it, he's done a big part of his job, right? But maybe a guy like Puljujärvi can have, not just banging in a goal here or there, but maybe he can have a legit impact on this series by playing extremely well, and the points will come with that.
Yeah, and if Alex Chiasson could bury some of his great chances on the power play, he could be the guy.
Yeah, there's another one.
He has the finishing ability to do it. We'll see. Shager, we'll break down. We'll see if Ehlers or Dubois are in the lineup. Well, we won't know in the morning skate. But good thing is this will probably be the last year of that, because I think with the NHL and all their betting partners, no longer will there be game-time decision stuff. That's going to be a thing of the past, which will be good for all of us. Have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. Enjoy the rain. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, pal.
There you go. That's Ryan Schaug from TSN.